to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Mint Works, the pocket-sized worker placement game. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Justin with me. How's it going, Justin?
It's going pretty good, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking time out of, I imagine, your busy schedule to come on the show today.
Yeah, a little busy right now, you could say.
and we'll talk more about why you are busy, but why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your company?
Justin Blasky, father, husband, software designer, and now a game designer as well. Founded my company a few years back while making another board game that ended up being published through GameSlew, Area 1851, and I use the company now to just foster game development in our area and hopefully publish more games.
Awesome. Well, and we appreciate it because we always love new and exciting games. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what MintWorks is and what can we expect when we play it?
So MintWorks is a pocket-sized worker placement game. So the things you're going to be able to expect is very typical worker placement style actions, being able to claim first player, produce more resources, do things like that. But it's going to be in a real small pocket-sized tin, something you can carry in your pocket, bring with you. And it's really, really open and easy to understand and friendly, so that bring it to a table to people who are not gamers is not a hard thing to do. It's really easy to use to introduce people into board gaming.
Sweet. So it's a good gateway game, as they call it nowadays.
Yes,
right?
Yes, it is indeed a gateway game.
That's exciting. Well, that's good. It's always nice to have those games to introduce, you know, because I eventually find out a bunch of my friends that, you know, and I'm sure you've come across this too, their only concept of board games is Candyland and Monopoly. And which are, you know, if that's your cup of tea, there's nothing wrong with that. But there's so much more out there. And, you know, board gaming has just been going crazy these last few years. And I think definitely we have Kickstarter kind of to thank for that in a small way. But, so I love worker placement games. And to be able to fit it all in a mint tin and in my pocket seemed like a win-win situation to me. So how did creating MintWorks come about?
So the inception actually spawned out of a game design competition on BGG, where the competition was basically make a game that fits in a mint tin, and you kind of had free reign from there as long as everything could fit inside the mint tin. And initially I thought that'd be too hard to do. I thought it was neat, but kind of walked away, and that thought just kind of percolated and became MintWorks eventually a few days later, and started spinning up some print and plays for the contest, and before you know it, here we are.
Yeah, here you go. It's just like, no, wait, no, I can do that.
Exactly.
No, that's really cool. And I've seen a bunch of different other mint tin games, and they're all really fun. And so this is a, you know, my knowledge isn't vast, but this is one of the few, you know, if not the only mint, you know, game that is a worker placement game. I've played others where it's kind of like, you know, you have dice and little meeples and doing some other things, but to my knowledge, there's probably not many worker placement games, mint games out there.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on one of those mechanisms that as gamers, we like in those heavier games, but introduce it in a lighter way so that you could get someone to play MintWorks, and then you can move into something a little more. Like, then you might be able to get them to try a Puerto Rico or a Zulkin, or just slowly kind of inch them up a little bit. But once they have those concepts, that's a much easier conversation to have.
Definitely. So explain to us how the gameplay works out. Just to, you know, briefly go over how, you know, one would go about starting and playing the game.
Once you have you'll set out a few location cards that will form the area where you can place your workers. Your workers are actually little mint tokens, and you spend them, actually. So you'll place onto a location, and those are gone forever. So you'll spend them somewhere to get an effect back, and then the next person will go, and you just go in rounds until everybody passes or runs out of mints. You set up the next round and keep going until someone ends up with 7 points.
Sweet. And so gaining points is purchasing a card, and that gets you a point. Is that how that works?
For the most part, yeah. There are what we call plans, and there's always an amount available every round. And those plans can provide points, also can provide different effects for you or other people.
Definitely. And how long does a normal game take?
With introduction, you can get a game in about 15 minutes.
Okay, so it's nice and quick, too, so that's nice. It's something that you could take on your date and play it while you're waiting for your food to be delivered.
Yes, this has been done many times.
No, that's really great. And what would you, if the age range for this game?
Official age ranges are tough to kind of gauge. My daughter at 7 was able to pick it up and play. So pretty,
that's
pretty
good,
young.
That's a good indication, yeah. So, no, that's good. That's great because, the listeners know, but Justin doesn't know. I have kids as well, and we love playing board games with them as well. So getting more games that allows us to have that interaction with our kids is definitely a plus in my book. So that's really exciting. So as we're recording today, you guys still have 21 days left to go on your Kickstarter. It's scheduled to end on September 13th, but you guys are... I should say, it's like ridiculously overfunded at this
point. Yes, that's how I would term it at this point as well.
No, it's really exciting. I mean, you guys are hitting tons of your stretch goals. You have over, almost 2,200 backers, and that's super exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm still blown away by the support, and it's a lot of positive comments, and people are getting into the discussion as we kind of make tweaks to accommodate the growth and the ability to make the game better. And it's been really, really, really fun. And I'm really excited for what's going to end up coming out of this.
Definitely. And, and like I said, you're hitting a bunch of those stretch goals. So that's exciting for people that are our backers and whatnot. So we know this game is going to be made. We know it's going to be getting into people's hands. But the question is, when the Kickstarter ends, when do you hope to have the game out to backers, and do you plan on bringing it to retail?
I would love for it to be out by Christmas, but production what it is, I went with a really pessimistic date and then added more. And so the official is May of next year for all the regular backers. For the 50 people who are lucky enough to get into the eager pledge, those I will be hand making 50 copies, and those will get out by the end of October.
Nice. Well, and as we know, people that, our wonderful people that do these Kickstarters, they give you a good gap of when the games come to you, because you just never know what happens. Sometimes printing could go wrong or shipping could go wrong and all these unfortunate things that could happen. So tentative next May, but hopefully sooner than
as soon as I can get it to everybody is when I'll do it. There's no reason to sit on it once it's made at that point. Oh, and
definitely.
And I guess I didn't answer earlier, but yes, I do intend to get it into distribution into retail stores.
That's great. And that's, be able to extend your reach even further than that. So, Justin, this is exciting. I mean, is this your very first Kickstarter that you've tried?
It's not, actually. I had tried
okay.
Kickstart Area 1851 on my own the first time around, and
okay.
that did not go so well.
So what did you learn from that to now with Mintwork?
A lot. There's a lot. It's been, I think, 4 years, 3 or 4 years since that campaign was started. I've done a lot more homework and a lot more research and a lot more game design since then. I look back at what I was doing at that point, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're never going to succeed with that campaign.
Just laughing at
exactly.
yourself. So what would you say would be, because a lot of our listeners are, other developers or people that want to make a game, and if they were going to put their campaign on Kickstarter, what would be one of your tips of advice for them?
make sure that you're presenting a game that people will find interesting, and the price matches what you're providing them.
Definitely, price is a pretty big thing. Like, you don't want to be charging $100 for a game that, you know, is only worth 30,
right?
Essentially,
I take Jamie Stegmaier has a really good philosophy of, are you running this campaign for yourself or are you running this campaign for the backers? And backers can tell who the campaign's for, and so really that focus on your backers and do it for them, and it's going to work out for everybody.
That's right. Don't do it for yourself, because if you're going into board game making to be rich, it's not the profession for you.
This is so true.
We do it because we have a passion for it and we love it and definitely want others to enjoy the fruits of our labor, so to speak.
Exactly.
So, Justin, thank you for coming on the show. I know that with the craziness and reaching all those stretch goals and everything, you are an extremely busy man right now. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come on the show and let the listeners know a little bit more about MintWorks.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Barry.
Definitely. And tell people more where they can find out about 524 Labs.
Well, you can head over to 524labs.com. That's FIVE and then the number 24 labs.com. Or you can go check out the Kickstarter campaign. You can just search for MintWorks on Kickstarter or go to bit.ly/MintWorks.
There you go. And we'll have links in the show notes so you guys can check that out. And once again, thank you, Justin. And thank you to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.